Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered. Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. But I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
I want to see you doing your thing. You know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
I could do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Daytime After Dark is Friday night the 6th. Tonight we are just going to talk about what has gone down this week on the soaps. It's been a crazy week on the soaps. Yeah, I will admit I'm not caught on with all of the soaps, but you know, that is okay. That is okay to not be caught up with soaps, because that's what weekends are invented for, if you ask me. You know, because no one is perfect, and I'm really not perfect. Welcome people in the album, guest 9079 and guest 9167. And just before I let everyone on, I'm just going to say that, there are no words on my show, really, because, you know, I don't believe in words. I never have. But my, my thing is about words. You know, there are no words. If you want to say a bad word on the show, go ahead. It's Friday night. People need to vent. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's try and not talk over each other, and let's just try to be really nice to each other, even if we don't agree. I am going to bring on my co-host, my partner in crime. Hey.
Hi, guys. Hi.
I am so glad you called in.
Yeah, I'm not busy tonight.
No, you don't know how... You don't know how glad I am that you are calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Like, really, really, really glad you called in. If you were with my DM, and you would have known why. Oh my gosh, for the Friday night, we actually have called partner in crime.
Awesome. Bring him on.
I mean, wow, can you believe it? You know, oh, by the way, if you don't hear from me on Monday, it means I'm, like, hiding under my covers, and I'm not going to get out of my covers, because you know what happens on Monday, right?
What?
I turn 38.
Ooh.
I can't believe I just blurted that out, like, on, yeah. Yes, okay, no, I turned 30. Now I'm going to lie. So let's bring people on. But like I said, and you agree with me, partner in crime, no talking over to each other. Let's be nice to each other. But swearing is acceptable.
Yes.
And
I know it's hard to try not to talk over each other, but...
Yeah, but that's all.
That are on the phone and, you know, listening to it broadcast, it's hard for them to hear when we talk at Rachel. And then
exactly.
We get a bunch of girls together, it's hard not to, I know, but let's just try. And no shouting, please. That's my only thing, because I don't need a headache. Trust me on that one. So.
Well, yes. Okay, 347, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, well, welcome.
My name's Anthony. Been following you guys on Facebook for a while.
Oh, hi, Anthony. Welcome to the craziness.
Thank you.
Yes, we can honestly say this is a crazy show. Other co-host is here, too. Yay! Hey.
Yes, I'm having some phone issues. I'm still at work, so I'm having to use my work phone. My cell phone didn't want to cooperate. Hey, how are you, girl?
Good.
Everything going okay with everybody?
Yes.
No,
I was just Friday night.
I was just going over our new words. The only new words we have is not talking over to each other, being nice to each other, and you know everyone can swear.
Well, that makes sense.
And
thank
there's a
you.
Frog on my porch. Okay, sorry. There's a frog on my porch.
Yeah, okay, now you're going to gross me out. We have tons of calls tonight. I don't know what it is. Is there a, like, full moon out for me or something? I don't know. 412.
So, Anthony,
yes.
What shows do you watch?
I watch them all now. I grew up watching ABC exclusively, and then when they went off, when I still live in and all my children, I just branched out and started watching the rest. So.
Oh, cool.
That yeah. was me. I grew up watching General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, and then when I went to friends' houses, all their moms watched CBS soap, so that's how I got kind of into CBS. And then when
well,
I was older, I kind of watched it more on my own, so that's how it happened for me.
Yeah. I jumped to Days of Our Lives years ago, and I used to go back and forth. It was against all my children here. And, you know, during, like, the Kristen era and Marlena being possessed. And then I fell out of it for a long time and jumped back in. And I think it's better than it's ever been right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
Anthony.
And it does.
Yeah.
It has its highs, then it has its lows for a couple of years, and then it goes back to the highs. But that's also... But
yeah, that's all.
They've had, you know, hits and misses over the years, yeah. And it's been really good. I've tuned in, and I'm like, I want to know what happened the next day. And that hasn't happened for me in a long time. So I'm like,
mm-hmm,
I
yeah.
need to know what happened.
Me either. You know, I grew up... Oh, go ahead.
No, I grew up watching Dades, and then I was watching Z8, and then... I started watching YNL and B&B, and I also watched AMC and One Life to Live, too. I didn't really watch, like, Guiding Light and As the Return, only because they were on opposite of Days of Our Life in General Hospital here. So it wasn't like I was doing that on purpose. It's just you didn't have a TiVo and DVR back then, so you could not record everything you wanted to.
Yeah, no, and honestly, I don't even TiVo them now. What I do is Days of Our Lives is up against the second half of YNR and then B&B. So I just
yeah.
go back and forth, and whatever is more interesting and compelling at the moment, you know, I get stuck on, and then I flip back on the commercial real quick. And honestly, it saves a lot of me staring at the screen, like, why am I, you know, I hate this feeling, but there's a lot of times with the soaps that I'm like, why am I wasting my time watching this? You know,
yeah, that's
the last
couple
of weeks,
too.
I have to say, Sweeps this year has been amazing on all
mm-hmm.
the shows. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, during the normal course of the year, there's a lot of filler that it's like, you know, this is just crap. And like, let's get to something that, you know, is stimulating,
well,
whether it be love or hate.
Oh,
you know,
I do. I mean,
oh, I'm sorry.
But
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying the whole Nick Mojo thing, I find it very compelling, you know? Yeah, I will say something.
Money, Carly.
I'm like, who shot Nick? Okay, sorry.
Can I say something?
So,
yes.
It was kind of like written in the stars. It was going to be Gabby. You know, I think they scrambled and made it Gabby at the last minute when she, you know, let them know that she was leaving.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel as compelling to me. I sat there, Lucas was in there, Sonny was in there, and I'm going, okay, how are we getting to Gabby, and let's get the Gabby emotional scenes out, because she definitely had it in her, and when they finally got to her, it was like they wasted so much time.
Oh,
right.
No, I didn't feel like that, only because I was getting so mad at Gabby every day. I'm like, okay, Gabby, you cannot be this stupid.
Well,
you
I think
cannot...
a lot of it's the writing.
Well, yeah, but you can't. Yeah, but you cannot be this stupid where Nick was concerned. That's how I was.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, you guys, we have tons of calls. Like, I'm not kidding. 773, you on the air?
Hi, Carly.
Who's
Hi.
This?
Hi.
Hi.
Just Mergy.
Okay. Hey,
Mergy.
Welcome. 412, you on the air?
I'm from Chicago.
Hello,
oh,
Chicago. Hey. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you guys.
And
to the craziness.
Yeah, and 207, everyone's on the air. This, let's not sound like the view on drugs, people. But trying not to talk over each other, and that's about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome, everyone.
I love all of them.
Who's been watching Days of Our Lives this week?
I
yes,
cool.
I am.
Me too.
And are we enjoying it?
Yes.
Yes.
What are you guys enjoying the most?
Gabby's scenes were amazing, I thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have to agree with that. I wish we could have gotten to that earlier.
You know, mm-hmm. I think earlier we were saying, I know Carly was saying that Gabby has driven her crazy as she has me, and I think a lot of that is really not as the actor's fault. You know, when you're not giving a chance to really bring home an emotional scene, you know, your acting isn't really tested. But I think, as we've seen in the last week or so, she's been given some compelling emotional scenes where she's actually showing her acting capabilities, which is finally good to see, I'm sure, you know, for us. Because, you know, every actor, it must be hard playing a stupid character who's clueless and, you know, and I'm sure as an actress she must find it very frustrating. So I'm glad to see on the actor's level she's able to produce the caliber of acting she's probably always been capable of doing.
Exactly.
I think that once she decided that she was leaving, they kind of deconstructed her so that we wouldn't have as much of an emotional investment in her, which I don't think really worked, because everything that I saw posted was go Gabby with all her scenes this week. But for the last couple of months, we're more and more becoming uninvested in her, in her at all.
Yeah, it's like it's about time that she, you know, realized what was going on, you know. It's like about damn time, because, you know, as fans, we knew what Nick was up to. And it's like all the fans that I talked to were like, Gabby, quit being a dumbass and, you know, listen. To, like, have to say one when they're talking to you. Or at least I was. I don't know about you guys, but...
I'm surprised they're not replacing her character, being that Will and Sonny are in the front burners, and they replaced Chandler Massey with, you know, Will number two. I can't understand that they're not replacing her. I don't know if that's still in the works or what. Does anybody know?
Like, I was talking to somebody, they're like, well, this is a good thing, you know, making it at Gabby, so she goes to jail, so she doesn't take the baby from Will and Sonny.
True.
And they can take care of the kid, and then if they want to recast her later on, she can come back, you know, she can come back. But, you know, we would have, like, a carjack, you know,
I believe
from the hospital.
Nick will be reincarnated. Carly doesn't believe me, but I believe within 6 months to a year, with the departure of James Scott, they need a main evil character. And how many times has Roman come back, Stefano come back? I believe it may take some time. Maybe Blake Barris is doing a movie or a pilot, but I believe within time, I would say, and I could be wrong, and Carly, that $1,000 bet stands, but I believe within a year, he will be back. Because
I can chime in on that. I don't think he's coming back. They just hired Rex from One Life to Live, supposedly an evil character, to pop up mid-November.
He's on Rex that's on John Paul or what?
John Paul, I think.
I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'll say it, but in my opinion, with the Damaris, with Sammy going and EJ's character going and all of that, they need a strong evil character. That's just my opinion, and as many times as all these people have come back from the dead, from blow-ups and murder, I don't know, I could be wrong, but who knows? Who knows?
But, oh, by the way, you guys, April and I are really not betting on us, really. We could say we
are. Aren't you confident? What girl? What? I thought you were confident.
No, believe me, I don't think the nice guy is coming back. I'm going to be.
Okay.
I'm going to be nice.
You can pay me
$1 a week.
That's okay. But,
I don't think he's coming back. But what I find interesting is, Gabby's baby. It's staying with Will and Sonny. I read that in some of the magazine, which is good.
Right.
But, like, it makes me think, because we put Zonny with, you know, Sammy's little boy was leaving. But we haven't heard if Allie, who's Lucas's little girl, if she is leaving or not.
Right.
And we haven't heard about the other little baby.
I don't know what they're going to do with Days of Our Lives, the direction. One thing is, I know April loves the Jammy. With the departure of the twins, and James Scott and Allison, I'm presuming we're going to get our happy ending because they're all leaving together is what I'm thinking, you know, but who knows? I don't know what area they're going to go in with Days of Our Lives. You know, Sam and EJ have been such a big fixture in the show. It'll be interesting to see what they're going to actually do with Days of Our Lives. I have no clue who the main front burners are going to, you know, it'll be interesting to see where they're going to go. Being as we've got about 3 or 4 months screen time, you know, I have no clue what way they're going to go. So it'll be interesting to see.
I was worried for a while that they were turning into General Hospital with an overinflated cast. You know, the recent additions and Cassie DePaiva coming on. So behind the scenes, they knew for a while that EJ was leaving, that EJ and Sammy were leaving. So I'm assuming that that's where, you know, pulling in two more powerhouse people came from.
Right.
But they're drawing out like General Hospital way too much on certain storylines. I'm not invested in Hope and Aiden either.
I am.
It's just so tiring to watch her. Oh, Brady, where are you, Brady? When are you coming home, Brady?
Yeah, bring back Peter Reckel. Hello, you know.
But I'm actually liking the Hope and Aiden story because let's be honest, Peter Reckel will only come back just to close out the thing. He doesn't want a deal. He doesn't want to be on there anymore. Let's face it.
He didn't want to leave Days of Our Life. It's just he was frustrated from what the research I'd done. You know, he had actually taken a salary cut to help keep the show going. And then all of a sudden, for a while, he had front burner stories, and then they weren't utilizing his acting capabilities, and he got frustrated. I mean, he's been on that show, and he was a heavy icon in the 80s and 90s. So from what I'm understanding, it was his choice to leave because he was, you know, he was part-time, and he was frustrated, and, you know, he was, in a way, kind of feeling that he was disrespected. So I think he wants to come back, but if he wants to come back, he wants to come back as a main character and given the respect that he deserves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look at Adrian, Justin, you know, all of these characters that have such potential, but they're floating in and out, you know, as pawns. And
sorry, Anthony, to interrupt you with Wally Kurth. He's a recurring character because right now he's doing General Hospital and Days of Our Life both.
I understand that. It's just his potential with the, you know, the history that's on canvas, you know, either show, actually. There's such a rich history, and he's such a dynamic actor.
Oh, yes.
There's so much more he could be doing, and it's frustrating.
Well, I like him on, honestly, I like him on General Hospital a little bit more. I love Ned, so I'm more of like a Ned fan.
Right.
I love me some Ned Espen.
Yes.
So.
I love him as an actor. But again, I think overlooking the last 30 years, I hate to say it, I watched Days for 40 years. Oh, gosh, I'm getting old. But always
so
Peter Reckel. I hear you, girl. Peter Reckel was a front burner for many, many years. And, made that show a success and was hot running for over 20 years. I mean, I remember as a teenager, he was on every Teen Idol magazine, every soap magazine. They really, they were almost as popular in the 80s and 90s as Luke and Laura. I mean, I remember the weddings and all of that. And, you know, I mean, granted, as they get older, they have to, you know, kind of go back in the burners. But here again, they're still utilizing, you know, Stefano and Victor and John thing. And I think they should have done the same with Bo and Peter Reckel. I mean, Hope's been wandering around for a year. Brady's on a mission, and Hope and Kristen Alfonso is not given her acting capability because there's no really storyline except for this one.
With Bo gone, it's like, where does Hope leave Hope? Because she's part of half of a, you know, paper couple.
They've been a team for 25, 30 years, and it's just kind of sad, you know? Kind of sad.
Personally, for me, I wish they bring Peter back just to finish out Bo so I can get invested in, you know, Hope and Aiden. Even though I like them already. But it's
passion
like,
closure. Instead of just Brady's on a mission, I mean, if they're going to try and get her with someone else, a new romantic interest, I'm sorry to say, I would hate to, you know, have that, but, you know, kill him off. And in my opinion, you know, it's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to have to call back in a few minutes, all right?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. But the thing is, if they kill Bo, they could always bring Bo back. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't see the dimension,
he's ever really dead.
Especially in Salem. They're not always dead. Always dead in Salem. They always pop up.
I know that if I lived in Salem, at one of these memorial services or funerals, I'd start flipping out like, they're not dead. They'll be back in a year.
I would love the investment that
we all have with Bo
and
Hope. They need a catalyst for us to care about Hope and Aiden. And that would be the best, honestly, I hate to say it, but the best one would be to kill Bo off.
At this point, they need to do it because if Pio Becker is not coming back, I mean, and we don't know it, but, you know, he's been gone almost 2 years. How many years can you go on a mission? Okay, people, let this hurry up and get him back or whatever.
Like when Lucas got shot, I honestly thought for the first day of that being shown, oh no, Bobby's not going to be anywhere to be found. She's not here. Then they dropped in. She was out of town. I said, nah, this is not Bobby. They've been writing her horribly for years, but through references that she's not even been there. Then they get her back and agree to come on recurring and don't use her in key moments.
Yeah.
Even if we did that with Bo and said, you know what, you want to stay on the, you know, we're going to write you that you're staying on missions, but you'll drop in for key moments and you'll divorce Hope and be with someone else off screen. It's still enough of a catalyst to make us care.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. But the thing is also, what you say with Bobby on General Hospital, she is still doing other projects too. But she wanted to go back to the new hospital, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recognize that. And she's actually pretty good on the the bay?
Yeah.
But the point being, though, that they're still writing these characters even when we don't see them, and they're just dismantling them because they need to cut pay costs. And that's the true reason of it, because they can't have as many characters on screen as they used to because it's just not cost feasible.
Well, they could figure out, you know, the fans really, you know, won this. And, you know, I'm loving seeing Bobby back. I guess we are switching over to Zeno Hospital, but Zeno Hospital has been another powerhouse sober watch this week. I don't know if anyone agrees with that. But I'm enjoying
it. It's been. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely been a good 3 weeks for the show.
Yes.
I don't agree with another baby being killed, but I understand the story. I understand the storyline point for it, and they got us. The scenes between Patrick and Sabrina were phenomenal, and then the supporting scenes with Felix and Liz and Epiphany, they just got us, and they did it so well because we kept going back and forth from sadness to rage with the Carly, Ava, Sunny triangle. You're going back and forth from a deep, deep emotional rage to deep emotional sadness. I was at the edge of my seat this entire week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to see Carly kill Ava. My partner in crime, we are Carly fans, aren't we?
Yes. And Carly fans baby.
I am a Carly fan from the very beginning, but I have to say, Ava is a catalyst for so many characters. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to kill her off. I'm like Dr. Ulbrich, she's another character that I am anxiously awaiting to see what is she going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and when you put the two of them together, Laura and Maura, the sparks are so phenomenal. I almost at times expect them to punch each other and then at another time grab each other and start having grief lesbian sex.
Yes.
the chemistry is just amazing between them.
Well, true, but I'm sorry. Ava has supposed to luck too many times. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Carly had every right to deco. Want to deco in Hanzo. I would have done the same thing. I would have said, no, you fucking little bitch. You know, you slept with Morgan. You slept with Sunny. You slept with the two guys I love most in the world. No, I'm going to just kill you right now. And when Ava said to Carly, you know, when Ava said to Carly, I'm going to kill you just like I did Connie. And when Carly told Sunny that, he got so pissed that he's like, you know, I would never let that happen. With Sunny, he would never let Carly get killed by Ava. Come on.
Never.
So, I mean, honestly, but...
I was going to say, honestly, it's not a reach at all. That's what we want. We want to see Carly deck her. We want to see, you know, Sunny explode and end her. But at the same point in time, the dynamic of what will she do next, and now she's slithered out of this, is definitely keeping us talking and keeping us going and keeping us getting to the to the screen at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock, depending on where you are the next day.
Yeah. But, you know, see... you know, see, Ava did all this. Ava put the AJ thing in motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people got mad for Sunny over it. A lot of people on Twitter know I never did because I'm like, wait a moment. You know, he got so enraged. And really, I thought, you know, Ava might as well put the gun in Sunny's hand at that moment. You know, because... She had time to confess about Connie. She had time. Sunny would have never gone after AJ. So, you know, she's been, like, getting away with shit for too long, and someone needs to put in a place of destroy her.
Mm-hmm.
Very
meanly. I personally want them to deck it out and then have a drink together. So, anyway. But that's just me.
Can
think
I shift
about,
the topic
know,
for
Phoebe
something that I've been dying to talk about?
Yeah, go.
The whole Fluke storyline.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't mind, I'm going to give you my theory. It's Madeline and Victor as
no.
the catalyst.
Nope.
No?
Nope. You want to hear my theory?
I think that the person, the actual player, is Bill Eckert, but I think the people pulling the strings are Madeline and Victor.
Nope, I don't buy it.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting, but I'm not buying only because whoever is doing this to pull Luke, and I'm a Luke lover, and I love the Luke and Sunny relationship, who's ever doing this is fucking with both of them. With that said, it has to be someone that from both of their past. You know, I keep thinking about Damian Smith. I keep thinking about Jerry Duck.
I know. I keep going down all those same roads too. But then I think about how they wrote John McBain and certain other storylines where they created an entire backstory to justify something going on. And the canvas is so scattered right now, I'm like 99% sure that they're going to end up throwing us something wildly out of the box for why Madeline had such hate for Sunny, and it's going to all pull together.
Yeah.
Because we know that Lethal's secret is the Cat and Nine Kid. So they've been in each other's orbits for a long time, and the best way to pull the canvas back together and not be so scattered storyline is to make Sunny... to make Madeline and or Liesl have a beef with Sunny for some unknown crazy reason.
But, okay, we have 503 on the air, too. Hi, 503.
503, you're on
503.
I'm sorry. I was not paying attention. You were talking about a soap. I wasn't.
Oh.
Or I can watch. I'm like, da, da, da. I was just listening.
Okay, well, we will get back to dates, too, but Anthony, no. I will call her now. If someone that decided to fuck with Sunny and Luke. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever it is decided this master plan to fuck with them, because, you know, it doesn't make sense what's going on. You know, come on, let's just end the story with it. It's been going on way too long. And, you know, I feel sorry for Tracy, and I usually don't feel sorry for Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually feel sorry for Tracy.
I feel sorry for Tracy, and I also feel sorry for Jane, because they've also deconstructed her as well. They're turning her into, God forgive me for saying this because I love me some Liz, but they're turning her into another Liz where you're like, I don't really care if she's here or not, because they're making her so stupid. Tracy has classically been, you know, beyond intelligent. She's almost had a sixth sense, and now all of a sudden she's, you know, half of her mental capabilities are just gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody with that much power inside of them is that desperate for a man that they're going to overlook everything that she's overlooked.
But come on, she actually loves, you know, Luke. So, you know.
Agreed.
And, you know, she did not believe the whole Ned thing. She did not want to believe that, you know, she sent you know, Ned packing the other day, and come on. Tracy would have never done that.
No.
Yep.
And that's what's frustrating me. I wouldn't be surprised if Tracy is a flacy.
When Ned picked, you know, in the whole family back in the 90s, to kick out kick her out of the family or out of the house, she was still on his side. You know, even after he did all that, he was still, you know, and that, you know, Tracy might do things differently, mother differently, but she does love her kids, both of her boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she loves her grandkids. So,
and the basis of the Tracy Luke love has always been, I see you for who you are. I don't like the things you do, but I will consistently call you on them.
Love you.
You know.
And also, you know, it took Tracy a long time for Lulu and Tracy to have that friendship. And, you know, she accepts baby Rocco now, and she likes Dante. So, it just doesn't make sense about Ned. He would never commit suicide. And you know what? Tracy could have been a little more open to that.
Yeah, and having Michael take over, she went through every extreme she possibly could against AJ to say, oh, let's go on a honeymoon and we'll figure it out in a couple of months. Not a big deal if that's just not Tracy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, and 207, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Hi.
Good. One thing back at Days of Our Life before I forget. Where do you think they are going to, you know, because I think Days of Our Life will be on next Thursday and Friday, and I'm done. I'm done with the U.S. Open, people. Why do they have to?
Yeah. Me too.
Anyone
Thank
else
you.
Done with the? Okay. I am so done with it because why do they always have to take all soaps off? Especially
Thank
when this game really good. You're welcome.
I
can't
do
it. I don't really get mad about it because it's like I can do stuff that I need to be doing. That or I should be doing. So, yeah.
I gotta take that point, too. Sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of a break and, you know, A, catch up on something else that you really need to catch up on, and B, the eager anticipation isn't that bad. I am dying to see what goes down with the rest of Gabby. I'm definitely dying to see what happens with Teresa and Brady. And once Eve comes in, I have a feeling that storyline's going to explode.
Yeah, and also, 503, do you have any comments about our dates?
Who comes in?
Eve.
Eve.
Teresa's sister.
Eve. Oh, well, I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cassie the Piper is supposed to be playing Eve.
Eve was changed. Dara from another marriage. I don't even know if we've ever seen her mom, but she's coming in.
Who's Teresa's mom? Kimberly, right?
Yes, correct.
Kimberly and Shane.
Yeah.
Kimberly and Shane.
Yeah. And then, so she had a daughter with some other dude?
Shane had a daughter with a previous marriage or previous relationship. And that was the result of
I can't even picture their face. I mean, I can picture hers, but I can't picture his.
Uh-huh.
He was
Shane
the father on the nanny.
Yeah, was the father on the nanny. That was Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Charles.
Yeah.
Charles, I'm not going to pronounce his last name, so I'm going to chop it up. So, yeah.
Okay, yes. I would screw up, too, so. But it's going to be interesting. Yeah, so everyone here does not want Gabby to go there, right? Because I think
I freaking hated her for so long, and now I feel bad for her.
Oh, my God, I feel the same exact way. I was so over her, and now I'm like, okay, they could really do something with this.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, now I feel really bad.
I do, too.
Yeah. I honestly think that they scrambled and changed the storyline when she announced she was leaving. I don't think this was the original intention.
I think it was. Yeah.
It just was so it was so scattered and not like, it just didn't feel real. It was like, okay, they threw this together to have a good exit storyline for her.
Right. Well, same with Sammy. I'm still curious with that exit storyline. Like, I freaking watched these for so long, but without Sammy, it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is all I'm asking before Sammy and EJ leave. Is Sammy find out about Abby and EJ and she kicks some ass? That's all I'm asking.
Well,
you know
she's
what?
Like,
that little thing that they gave up.
Sammy's going to go all, you know, badass Sammy. We all know badass Sammy on Abby. And that's all I need. That's all I need.
You know what, though? That little dream sequence they gave us, I think that's it. And that was, you know what, we'll give the fans what they want now because we're not going to write it out that way because it doesn't give us anything canvas-wise to do after Sammy and EJ are gone.
No, I hear something happened at their wedding. You know, something really good. Sammy find out about the affair at the wedding.
There's another video like Eric and Kristen.
Okay,
is everybody eagerly awaiting Kristen?
No.
No.
I'm not waiting to hear Gay about the black super days of a life.
Really?
I'm kidding.
I love you from Kristen. It's okay.
She's a good character to hate, though.
I don't give a... No, not me. I love
She's a good character to hate.
Mm-hmm. My friend.
Can I throw an idea out here?
I'm
at General Hospital. My heart, right? General Hospital.
Anthony, where did you hear that Rex from General Hospital, I mean, from One Life to Live, was coming over? I haven't heard that. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I haven't heard, and I always hear everything, so now I'm mad.
Thank you.
Me too. He was on the Twitter thing with Cassie DePaiva, and he had said something, and she responded back, "Can't wait to see you." You know, it was very veiled, and then it was in General Hospital spoilers on Facebook that he was out to dinner with Frank and a couple of people, Corday, what the hell is his name, his first name?
Ken.
He was spotted out for lunch or dinner with them.
Okay. I'm just wondering how he's coming to play.
Oh, and Carly, somebody wanted, one of the callers wanted to throw out something. Did she throw it out and I just misheard her? Or did...
Why? I was thinking the same thing. She got cut off.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, honey.
Sorry. I don't know if Carly heard you, but I heard you, so I was like, I'm going to let her finish and then let you go on. So what is your idea or theory?
Stefan Kasselin is behind it, behind the fake Luke.
Oh.
Because he hates Lenny from way back when he used to be in the show regularly.
Okay, and he also hates Luke, right?
Mm-hmm. He's behind it.
See, that's why they've been drawing it out so long, because they wanted to come to a deal with Jeannie to come back, and they wanted a deal with, and this has been in the press for a while now, that they wanted him to come back. And he,
mm-hmm.
his demands, I think, weren't, you know, what they were looking for or whatever, and they've been drawing it out as long as they can, because I think that they have a definite storyline in mind, but if it doesn't work out, they're setting up a lot of lost kind of blocks so that
mm-hmm.
it could be this or it could be that.
Oh,
but I would definitely agree that Stefan Kasselin is probably their eager number one,
whoever your name is. I actually agree with that. I never thought about that one.
Stefan.
He did have the opposite with both of them. He,
mm-hmm.
he, you know, so,
if
that's
going to
be...
Did we catch your name?
Courtney. When she had Nicole's baby.
Courtney.
When she, little Spencer.
Uh-huh.
He was so anti-Sunny. It was horrible back then. I mean, I love Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
So.
yeah, me too. I love me, you know. I love the Sunny and Spencer scene lately.
Oh,
I mean, I wish they would give us more because it's so cute. I think
I kind of forgot he was the, you know, he was Park Krenthos because they kind of kept that
mm-hmm.
away from,
so many balls dropped around a lot of those stories. Leslie in, Leslie mm-hmm. out, Leslie mentioned as his nanny, Leslie's not his nanny, you know, there's so much up in the air with that kind of history.
With it should not be, because I get even confused that, yes, and maybe I'm wrong, but Spencer and Cameron are not related.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
Spencer and Cameron, right?
No.
No, not at all.
But
okay.
But they were cousins because they were raised as cousins, but blood-wise,
okay,
no.
See, that's
really
good,
cousins.
You know.
What's with making every little girl a klepto on the news?
Thank you.
Every little girl with a backpack is walking away with something. When I saw it on YNR this week, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You can come up with anything more original?
Okay.
Little Winona part 3, because we had Little Winona with Sierra part 2.
Okay,
okay,
don't mean that.
Anybody else for General Hospital before you move on to YNR? I think that was a good YNR.
I haven't watched YNR this week.
Last off on General Hospital this week.
I've been bad this week, but no, we can talk YNR.
Well, does anybody have any last thoughts on General Hospital before we move on to YNR?
I have one last thought, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I am loving Nina. If you watch very carefully, every time Silas turns his head, the eyes behind her eyes come out, and I am loving the way she's playing.
Oh, God, don't say that! Okay, when you say that, this grosses me out, okay?
Sorry. I didn't mean to gross anyone out, but I think the breathless, whispery, and then she gets this little look, and you know that there's coma crazy there.
My
soul. Yes, she is crazy. You know, I mean, it's great to see Monsieur Stafford, you know, back on daytime, I will say. But I do like Silas and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I would never assume.
He makes me like Sam, which is very...
Exactly my point. exactly my point. And I feel sorry for her yesterday when she was with Alexis at the park and they were like drinking. And she's like, just give me one more. Give me one more. I'm like, go, Sam. I don't blame you. You know, your boyfriend died.
Your boyfriend died. And see, everybody was blowing up on all the boards. Why didn't she step in? Why didn't she? What are you going to say to a woman who's in a wheelchair who just came out of a coma for 20 years? Yeah, I'm so sorry that you had that bad experience, but he's my boyfriend now. She handled it perfectly and then fell apart with her mother.
Get up and walk, bitch.
Like, get out of here. You're not welcome here.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Like, get up and walk, bitch.
Oh, please. I would have done a Nelly from Little House on the Prairie, you know, and pushed her down.
Exactly.
And her go run.
I throw her down the fucking hill. That's awesome.
But I respected the way that they let her play it, and they gave killer scenes between Alexis and Sam because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, ten and one.
Which, thank God, the powers that be are finally playing, you know, Nancy / Alexis to her capacity.
Yep. I love me some Alexis and Julian.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why I would rather see than that. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a big Julian supporter, you know. No.
I love him.
Not when he's been... No. Not when he's been taking down my little guys. You know, I
Sunny?
Love... yes, Sunny. Sunny. I'm on Team Sunny. No matter what Sunny does, I will justify it to the end, so...
Thank you.
That's how I feel about Carly.
No,
with Carly, some days I want to slap her and some days I want to hug her. It depends.
I mean, people are not perfect on soap, and that's what
I get. Sonny's a stud. He is.
Thank you. But you know, I mean, like on Days of Our Life, when you go back at that, and there are people.
Yeah, he's annoying me. I used to think Rafe was so friggin' hot, and now he's just, like, a little mush.
Bland.
Like, Oh, not attractive to me whatsoever anymore. Like, I don't know what happened.
And Brady, I'm so tired of tortured poor Brady, too.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, Like, go hump another 16-year-old.
Can you bring Chloe back? Bring Chloe back. I want Brady and Chloe. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't know about bringing Chloe, but yeah. Well, I was even wondering, are they going to bring Melanie back? Like, what are they going to do with these characters that are all leaving? Who are they going to bring back, or who are they going to introduce? I don't like the new freaking Ben. I think he's a freaking tool.
I don't like Jordan either, and I want to like her so badly, but
I like her.
All of a sudden, she's not wearing her glasses anymore. You're like, you're still just boring and annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, just flat.
Yes, very flat. Yes.
Anthony.
I don't like this character at all.
Anthony,
yes, ma'am?
I hope, don't call me ma'am. I always feel old, okay? So please, no ma'am.
All right, ma'am.
Hey.
We love you.
But no, Anthony, we love having you on here. We hope you can call in every big. Because it's you bring on very interesting points.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And
I enjoyed
like,
it
all of
a
you
lot.
Come back on next week.
Oh, thank you.
Let's take a wine on.
Yeah.
Please.
There hasn't been any book out fights. I've been calm, haven't I, partner in crime?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, I'm not always
I have
a calm.
Two major Y&R points.
Oh, okay,
from this week.
It's okay. I've been happy. My partner Crom's going to kill me, but I've been happy with my Sharon and Nick. She knows this about me.
Love
Sharon and Nick.
That's okay. Not everyone is going to agree with each other, so you can have your Nick and Sharon while I puke in the bathroom.
I agree with her 100%. I hate what they're doing with Lily. and I love Katie's version of, oh, God, her and Peter together are just magical.
Oh, well, I'm enjoying Neo and Hillary. I mean, I would love me some Chris St. John. Everyone knows I love me some Christoph St. John, so I'm enjoying that.
Well, I just
I'm enjoying them together.
Day,
I'm not enjoying the way they're writing Lily.
Oh, I want to kill Lily. I just want to suffer up and down the go like this. What?
They need to bring
Kim in.
That's bullshit.
Sorry.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
I mean, you can never
bunch
tell your dad.
Bullshit.
You can never tell your dad.
I think Kim would kick Lily's ass.
You can never tell your dad or your mom who to date. Come on. Come on, people.
I mean,
it's just like you can't tell your children who to date. It's the same thing.
I'm ready for Lily to kick Hillary's ass.
No, I told you Tulip is going to kick Lily's ass.
Somebody needs
who
to
is?
Kick Hillary's ass.
Tulip.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
no. No, I bet the call doesn't
even
like, lost.
I do not like Hillary. I am totally
I love Hillary.
Me too.
I love Hillary.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I really do.
Wait,
and I didn't want to like
don't.
Her, but they wrote her really well,
no,
too.
I don't.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Anthony.
Nope.
Oh, thank you, Anthony.
Not me.
She's so sorry.
No, this is me. Like, when you mess with my couple... Yeah, no, it's death. Trust me. Ask me about my Robin hate for 20 years. I hate
Robin.
Everybody's calling Robin.
Robin
Sarcio. I hate her. Yes, I said it. Whatever.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
care.
Well,
I
will
I
never
think,
hate
okay.
Robin, but I do.
Okay.
I do agree with you. I was very invested with Sabrina and Patrick at that point.
Yeah,
I really didn't
Sabrina
know which
Patrick.
One I wanted him to pick.
I don't like Robin. Anyway, and it has nothing to do with my Carly love. Well, some of it does. But anyways, whatever. Okay.
You know, we are all funny.
I just don't like Robin.
You know what? This show actually works with everyone, and no one's arguing. Wow. This
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
But no, the reason I don't like Hillary and I'm Team Lily is because, one, if she did that to my man, my husband, her ass would have been in the ground, personally. Me, personally, her ass has been with some missing teeth, a black eye, and some missing hair, because I would have ripped it out of her head.
Oh, okay, well.
This has been missing from all soaps for a while. I mean, Lucy and Bobby was good, but yeah, it's time for a
no,
big fight
Lucy.
Between Lily and Hillary. But I
Lucy
don't.
Lucy and Bobby was epic. I was enjoying that. I was
I
so
in. So hard.
Me too. And it felt nostalgic. It felt relevant as nostalgic
yeah,
as it
and
was.
It felt like the old General Hospital, you know. It's
yeah,
like,
it
we
is.
Know Bobby and Lucy don't get along. We need that, you know. And it's like, oh, it's like watching old, you know, Bobby and Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if Hillary just if Hillary just said, you know what, I'm not taking this no more, and bitch slapped Lily, and then Lily grabs
yes.
a hunk of hair, and boom, rolling down the stairs, you know, pieces of dress flying. That'd be a great thing.
You know, I think
I need
I
my,
think every...
her inner Drusilla to come out mm-hmm. in Lily. You know, I need her mommy to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would wear it. Because the shrill shrew that she is right now, you know, Drusilla was always smart about her games. Lily's just shrill.
I think it's just the way they're writing her. It's
yeah.
It's making me pissed off because I'm like, really? I mean, she did all this stuff, and they're making her look pity about it, you know? And Hillary almost killed her husband, or could have killed her husband, and all this, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like they're making Lily, like, the little...
Yeah,
know.
They keep pointing out, too, okay, you can be friends with Kelly. Okay, you forgave Kane for everything he's done. But when it comes to Hillary and it comes to Colin, you're just an unbelievably, you know, without them actually saying shrill bitch, is basically
mm-hmm.
what they, you know, everyone's pointing out to her.
Yeah,
and you're
exactly.
not giving her any growth with that. Drew would have taken it, sat with it for a little while and said, all right, how am I going to come back and, you know, bang this out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, instead of whining every day, oh, daddy, daddy, you're so bad, you know.
Yeah. That's why I said I need her inner Drew Sellers to come out, you know, and be like, bitch, please, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to knock you out.
Okay, before, you know, because I only made this so an hour, but we are going in overtime, but I have a couple of exciting announcements. Next Friday, I will be having two shows, one in the morning and one at night, and you guys are probably thinking, why am I, what's Carly doing? Well, Carly got Felix from General Hospital to come on.
In the morning. You suck. Really? You knew I was going out of town. You suck.
Oh, okay. So I really fan this over your life. Okay. And then Friday night, we have Rebecca Stabs. She was on Posados. And in real life, she's dating Julian from General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if anyone can call in at the 10 o'clock in the morning interview, I would love anyone forever because I'm sure
I'll
I'm
be
not
there.
Gonna. Thank you, Anthony. Because
I think it's 10 Western time, right?
10 West Coast time.
9, 8, 7. Okay, so that, I can make it. 7 o'clock in the morning,
three hours, people.
No, it would be 10 Western, so it would be 10, 11, 12 Central and 1 Eastern time.
1 Eastern.
Yeah,
okay,
1 Eastern, 12 Central,
I'll
and
take
then
lunch.
10 West Coast.
This is finger-worthy. On his fingers.
Is this, you know... Is this, Felix can only do interviews in the morning, so it was like, okay, you know, so, you know.
Just tell him I love him, and, I'll miss him.
Get your butt up,
but my butt will be in the car on the way to the beach for a week.
You better
well,
be Bluetooth
in it. What beach are you going to?
We're going to Gulf Shores, Alabama. Me and my family and my best friend and her family are the one we're renting a condo for a week.
There's no beach in Alabama.
We do. We go once a year. We always go down to the beach.
So yeah, but it's not in Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah.
No, there's no beach.
Gulf Shores, it's a beach town.
If the condo is a rock and peek through the windows, don't come knocking.
Don't come knocking.
Yeah. Well, my boyfriend will still be here, so there won't be no rocking.
Aww.
The boyfriend's staying back. Being him.
Well, there's definitely rocking.
I mean.
Practice your hands.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. When you get back, it'll be a rockin'.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe
I
should just make this so away you all. Because I could
in
say 17. Something, too.
We didn't touch B&B at all.
Hey, Mr. Anthony?
Yes,
Mr. Anthony? Just have to tell you, you're so much more of a pleasure than that stupid country boy that tried to help Coho.
I'm a New York City gay boy, so I had to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you're awesome. Okay,
We love you more.
Like, I'm all, like, I'm all about some gay people. I love gay people. Like, they're just so awesome to hang out with.
Well, if you ever make it to New York, I will show you in New York that will knock your socks off.
Well, they're still not legal there, are they?
Wait, what?
I mean the marriage. I know Vermont passed it. Oregon just passed it.
Yeah, I know it's legal here, too.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, thank God. I mean, not that I have any plans anytime soon. I'm too cute to get tied down.
Well, there you go, hotness. I agree.
Oh, Anthony, if you want to test on B&B, you can, even though I haven't watched it this week. So I have no fucking clue what's going on there.
I'm waiting for June 13th because my baby's going to be back on that screen. Oh, yes. Deacon Shark.
What?
Don't play. Don't even play. I love me some Deacon Shark. And
Your baby, Pony of Crime, is coming on the show sometime this summer.
I'm so excited.
Who, my baby? John?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
He loves us on. He loves us on Daytime After Dark, so he's coming.
I can't wait.
I just don't know when.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed this. Who is this we're talking about?
Sean Keegan, June 13th.
And B&B?
He will be back as Deacon Sharp on B&B.
Oh, yeah. I like Deacon so much better than EK.
Oh, yes. I love me some Deacon Sharp. And she's talking about my baby's coming on the show. I said, hell yeah.
I'm good with that, too.
I'm here to serve you. I'm here to get all the guests you guys want. So if you want more guests, just tell me, because I am becoming a guestaholic. I am becoming a guest booker. I am becoming, I don't know, a slut when it comes to booking people. Yes,
well, my God,
don't
did
mind.
You get Lisa Lumber, Catherine Gotti?
I've got
Mr. Gay Boy, what are you doing loving all these females?
Let me tell you something. There was like four different periods of time this week where I completely forgot I was gay.
I'm gathering that. I'm like, wait, why did you have
I've had
all
that
these
happen. I've had that happen where one of my friends was gay and they're like, okay, I'm not going to be gay for, like, the next, like, 12 hours. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had one of those moments in real life, but let me tell you, after Carly walked away from that fight, I would have jumped her and taken all that pure rage and turned it into passion.
Nice.
No, I want to beat her up.
No, okay. Okay, I got to give that Ava and call the doing out of my head. No, that's a bad image. That's a bad image. I mean, not that I'm against that. No, this my Carly.
No, not Carly and Ava. I would have taken Carly herself. We know she's good when she's pissed. We know she's good when she's
angry. Okay.
I have some girl crushes now. Give me some girl crushes. I'll tell you some girl crushes.
I love girl crushes.
I do.
Well,
I love them.
Just like guys have them. Yeah, we all have our crushes of the opposite sex.
But I will also say, a couple of weeks ago, I was ready to order my own stone and build my own crypt. He was so hot in the crypt. I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In the hospital, there was... I'm sorry. Whenever they show the crib on General Hospital, it freaks me out because I'm thinking, why?
Like dead burial crib?
Or Lila.
Yes.
Honey, if you were in that crib with Sonny, you wouldn't be worried about a single dead body.
Oh, that's
Anthony, are you picking a heating bag up and freaking being a necrophiliac?
Wait, what?
No. Are you heating these bodies up and being necrophiliac? What are you talking about being hot for a dead body?
No. Hot for Sunny around the dead body.
Yeah, we are talking Sunny around the dead body and us having sex in the crypt.
With Sunny.
Fuck that, people.
I'm crazy and I've had some crazy places. That's where it cuts off. It ends. You.
No. That's not hot. I'm not humping on a fucking crypt. I'm sorry. No.
It's funny.
Exactly. It's like.
It's not the last part of it that was so hot. It was the fact that he was so intense. They didn't know where the hell they were.
Exactly, they were. But oh, come on. You know, if Sunny was doing it with anyone then other than Ava at that moment,
you're obsessed with Sunny. I know. He could be dead and freaking serene and his arm falls off and you'd still play with him.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'm drawing the line. Once he dies and the arm, no.
Sunny.
You're like grabbing and touching yourself.
Sunny, I'll warm you up. You're so cold. I know you'll be breathing
you're
in a year or so, you know, I'll take advantage while I can.
Anthony, you're welcome to co-host with us crazy girls, if you want.
I would love to.
I'm just throwing it out there. You're more than welcome.
503, what's your name? Do you have me to answer your name?
I'm Frank for today. Oh, my God.
Janae? Is that what you said? Janae?
No, it's like Frank for today. I'll be Frank. Yeah, when I go in public, I'm like, yeah, Frank, this guy's trying to hit on you. Yep, my name's Frank.
My name's Frank.
What's your number? I don't have a phone.
It's so funny because, like, I'll go to gay clubs. I'm like, oh, good, one night I don't get hit on. I still get hit on. It's like, Jesus.
Exactly.
Really?
It's like, girl.
Like,
can
man.
I ask a slightly inappropriate question?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
I'm like,
do you
have nice boobs?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's the gay man's downfall. We love boobs.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good luck here.
Well, that and my personality is very flirty. I flirt with everybody, either black, white, purple, gay, lesbian. I flirt with everybody. That's just who I am.
Me too.
I guess.
I get the first thing,
I love you too much.
And I get the, just give me one night. Just give me one night. You won't be gay anymore. Honey, you'll have the night of your life, but I'm still going to be gay.
I was like, give me one night. I know, I used to tell my best friend that was gay, I was like, can I just have your baby, please? He's like, sure. You can be gay. I can have a baby.
I need your sperm. That's all I need. I
just need your sperm.
Thank God God made me gay, because if I'd been a woman, I'd have like 7 kids at this point. I'm a little bit of a hoe.
Okay, how much of a hoe, I mean, whatever you are, because... It's okay to be that. I mean, you know.
We only go around once, and I live in New York City.
No,
I'm a very, very proud hoe.
You're a 35-year-old hoe?
I'm a 35-year-old proud New York City hoe.
Why is everyone younger than me? Damn fucking sick.
You're freaking old. Hey, you're going to hell.
I'm the baby.
Okay.
I'm probably the baby of the group.
Who's the baby? How old is the baby?
I'm 29. I just turned 29 in April.
Yeah, you are the baby.
Oh, I'm 29 in the clubs.
You 29
York,
in the clubs?
That's the best place.
I'm at least 21 in the clubs.
No, New
York
is
the
best.
I have a baby 21 in about 4 years.
I'm literally, people are like, you don't look 29. You look like you're 17. I'm like, thank you, people. I love you.
You
guys.
Know what? That happened
really
to me.
No, I get mad when I get carded. I'm like, fucking really? I have a fucking 12-year-old going on 13. Seriously, I'm obviously over 21. I would hope so.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I got carded about 4 months ago, and I was like, marry me and let's have children.
I mean, yeah, it's a compliment, but usually when it happens, you're like late and you don't have your ID and you accidentally forgot it at home or whatever the case.
Yeah.
They're just like, freaking really, like, the one time you don't have it is when it bothers you. Most of the time, yes, it's definitely a compliment. But other times, it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm obviously over 21.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times around my neighborhood, I don't even bring my ID in because they all know me and they know how old
I am. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So if I go away from, like, the places I usually go to, they're like, I forget my ID in the car. And I have to go out to the car to get the ID. I'm like,
exactly, exactly. Yes.
Well,
that's when you get irritated.
Okay.
But, I mean, it depends on the day. Sometimes it's a compliment. Sometimes you just, like, want to rip their head off.
Well, last week when I went to the casino, they fucking carded me, and it was with my grandmother. And grandma's like, show them your ID.
What
and
does that have to do with anything? How is your grandma making you old enough?
That's hilarious.
I was carded.
I was carded,
and it wasn't funny because grandma's like, no, see, 30, whatever. My grandma, we don't tell perfect strangers my age, okay?
Yeah.
Grandma.
No, you're 40.
Can I tell you a funny story? A couple of months ago, I was watching with my grandmother, and she's in her 80s, and she's a spitfire, let's just say. And I was watching General Hospital with her, and out of nowhere, she's very quiet lately. She goes, that's the kind of man that would have made me wet in my day.
Oh!
There
I
was
love
Soda
you,
and
Grandma.
I freaking love
your grandma.
I was dying. I was shocked and I jumped up on her. I'm like, Grandma, I love you.
You love
funny, right?
New York's the best place to be if you're gay.
Oh yeah, it's a smorgasbord like you no other.
It is. You love that. Except you know what? Like everyone's a supermodel there, so go fuck themselves. They're like. Beautiful.
Honey, listen, it's not
like,
easy being pretty. It's not pretty
it's
being easy
not.
Either, but it's definitely not pretty. It's not easy being pretty. In fact, I'm plucking my eyebrow as we speak because I'm going out as soon as we hang up.
Yeah. See, I would never fit in. I'm so, like, low-key, and I'm gay with my little jeans and hoodie or short, whatever. Like, I'm just not into fancy makeup and all that crap.
Like, seriously?
Oh, no, we don't
like,
do the makeup, but I would have a unibrow if I didn't pluck, so.
Well, I agree. That's why I tell my freaking man. I was just like, I could never go on Survivor. I would be the hairiest Sasquatch ever.
I know, right? Like,
there's no way. I would be so freaking hairy.
Not me. I'd be picking my clothes out of the fire and burning the hair off.
No, but that's just
I'm
fucked
totally
up. Like, I'm hairy everywhere, but, like, my armpits, I don't grow hair. But everywhere else, my arms, legs, whatever, unibrow, I'd be so hairy. But everywhere else, I'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm so not a girly girl. Like, I'm, like, one of the tomboys. I guess that's why
I
could hang out with, like, the boys and
the girls. Better than the boys.
I could hang out with the boys and the girls. And, like, all these girls that would try to sleep with, like, all my guy friends didn't understand that. I'm like, yep.
No, and they're just bitchy towards you because you're better friends with them. Yeah, that was my
and
life.
And they wouldn't understand
like,
that. I'm like, no, I don't have to sleep with them for them to.
Exactly.
You know?
You're just pissed off because they want to hang out with me more than they'd ever want to hang out with you. And you're their girlfriend. Sorry about that. But
you know, the guy perspective
totally
is that
totally
the minute
me.
You show us that you're thirsty, we're done. The girl that challenges us and hits us back like the boys is the one that captures our attention for, you know, for everything.
And that's me. It's like, it's so funny because, like, the shortest friend I have or have, is 5'6", and the tallest one was like 6'6", 6'7", and I'm 5'4". I've been the same size since I was, like, 12. And all these tall guys that tower over me are so scared of me, and they used to laugh at me. And they're like, she's dangerous. She would, like, cut off your balls while you guys sleep. Like, we know this about her. She will knock you out with a frying pan if she had to.
Yeah, you're
like,
my type of girl.
She's dangerous.
Yeah,
she
mine too.
She might be little, but she's dangerous. I know this. But that's me. I'm like, I don't sell this crap from nobody.
Yeah,
I guess
that's exactly how
I
am.
you know, and it's like, I don't need you. Bye. See ya.
Exactly. Go
yes,
bye.
Mercy is very unattractive.
Give me my free drink and we're good. Give me my free drink and we're good. I'll dance with you a couple times for a free drink.
We're heard on that
go.
One. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think those three drinks were going to get us a little walk down the alley? No, honey. That was your admission for dancing.
Exactly.
The place opens at 7 a.m. We could be in bed by 9. Three little drinks. We're going to bed. No, I don't think so.
Exactly.
So what world are you
in?
Let's see how far your credit rolls.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
Lord Jesus. Like I say, rumors, I learned a lot about myself. And, man, I would have been tired after some of those rumors. Because some of the rumors, the guy wasn't even in the state. I was like, shit, I guess I'm extra tired now.
Right.
Even here this weekend. Like, a friend of mine, this girl's like, why don't you go and beat their asses? I was like, if I beat every girl that was talking about me, I'd be beating people up all day long.
Well, not only that, I'll be in fucking jail.
I'm like, I would be, like, beating people up all day long because there's somebody, some girl, always having my name in their mouth. And then they were shocked when I would find out about it. I'm like, dude, really? Are you that dumb? Some of them were. Trust me. I know why some of my guy friends fuck with certain girls. Okay? I know why they fuck with them. And reason one, why Celia would never sleep with them. Because I know where they've been, and that's just gross. That's just
no,
bad.
And you can be their best friend, and they can be the biggest whore. And then there's that chick that they get involved with, and you're like, you know what? I'd tell you what a whore he was if I really, really liked you. But since I don't, you know what? You can be his next whore.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, and I've always told these girls, because they would get upset. I'm like, when you leave and break their hearts, I'm there. I will always be there.
But
so,
see, when you're
like,
dealing with
a thirsty
girl,
come and go, but my ass will be there.
When you're dealing with a thirsty girl like that, no matter what you tell them, he's still going to be Prince.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's not worth the effort of even breathing the words out your mouth. Because the last one was better at the end anyway.
No, you might as well like him and deal with him and, like, pretend and let them have their own failure.
That's what I would do. You know, I would keep my mouth shut. Keep it shut just because, you know, they like them, whatever. I roll my eyes, and I will bite my tongue.
That's not keeping your mouth shut. You can't do the eye roll.
They already know me. They're like, Celia doesn't say anything
about
it. Celia doesn't slap her because she's in the same room as me. We're good. There used to be a game called Keep Celia Away from the Girl because she's about to rip her hair out. And it was Celia and all her friends away from the girl.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Don't you love when they pull you aside for that conversation? I hope you don't have feelings for him. You know, I see the way you're so close.
Girl,
like, are you fucking
kidding
me?
I don't even want him to be here.
Girl, you can have him. I don't want him.
Exactly. Are you serious? I can punch him in the face right now. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable around us. Bitch, you're the one who's going to feel uncomfortable. Who are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing about most of the guys, the girls that my guy friends hung out with, didn't understand why I was always put on a pedestal. And I was with most of my guy friends. Like, if they had a choice, do not. And I repeat, do not make them choose between you and me, because I will win every time. And that's not me being cocky. That was just that. And they're like, well, why? I'm like, well, one, I've been through with most of my guy friends. I've known since childhood. So I grew up with them. We grew up. We had situations. You know, we were that close. So it's like, girl, don't even try, because I will win every time.
Yeah, sometimes, sadly, that doesn't work, though. They get involved, yeah. And they're like, they'll, like, shelter themselves,
well,
and they're like, this is my golden girl, and they lose their friends, they lose
yeah.
their girl, or, you know, female or male.
I know. I lost a 10-year friendship over a girl, and I
yeah.
told him the last conversation I had with him, I said, you better watch your step, because she will have you by yourself. You will lose all your family, all your friends.
We pay in child support.
And
yeah.
So, anyways, so I was still friends. Like, he'd be pissed off because I was still friends with his family. His family loved me, and all his friends loved me. And he would be pissed off. Well, one day his sister's like, "Well, she's pregnant," and he was in the kitchen. And I said it really loudly. I go, "You better get a DNA test. The child might come out purple." He was 10 legs. Like, this girl was a huge mama, and he's trying to say that I didn't like her. His mom's like, she hasn't liked her for 4 years. Way before you started dating her, I would have to hear about it. Because I knew this girl. This girl
sometimes
dated a few of my
friends. Friendships. It ruins friendships, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a 10-year, and it was probably the only friendship that
really
hurt
your heart.
So bad.
Yeah, it hurts
because
your heart.
Because I was looking at him, but everything that was coming out of my mouth was her. And it was bad. It ended very badly. And
yeah,
just, like,
that's what
happened.
There's
a whole
so,
different person.
There's the one sleeping with
like,
them. There's
really?
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't even know me the whole 10 years. And that's how I felt. And
he just chose what he chose because he's got his
mm-hmm.
dick fucking wrapped around whatever. And
yeah, exactly. But it's okay, whatever. He's walked down with her. So,
no, but he'll have a baby with her, and then he'll call you
to
explode because he's paying child support and they're broke up. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
so
weird.
I ran into him right after I had my son, and he's, like, asking me all these questions. I was like, you gave us those rights 4 years ago when you stopped talking to me. And I walked away. His mouth
good
dropped.
For you.
Like,
yeah.
I don't play. I don't.
Like, I'm going to hurt your feelings the way you hurt mine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's me. I don't play. Like, I
no.
tell you what is on my mind. And trust me.
I'm the same way.
So, like, I'm surprised you haven't got the shit beat out of you, Philly. I'm like, do you see all those guys? Yeah. They won't let anybody touch me. Because I used to have a joke. If you had a death wish, come mess with me. Because they will mess you up and then ask questions. And that was my guy friend.
Yeah.
The kid would come beat you up.
Ladies,
trust me.
As stimulating as this is, I gotta get my night started.
Whatever,
Mr. Anthony.
I will
you better
speak
look
to you all next week. I'm
cool.
going out to get me some or some dancing. I'm not sure yet. Whichever comes first.
Hey,
or both.
You better look freaking fabulous, and you better smell yummy.
Yes.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
Have a nice night and go home safe, Anthony.
Thank you.
Be
you guys
safe.
Rock. You rock.
And don't do
good
anything
night.
I wouldn't do, which is a lot.
Yeah, don't do what we wouldn't do.
That means do everything under the book.
Do.
That's the short list.
He's so cute. I like him.
Me too.
I know. I hope he calls back
really
in.
Better than that Georgia fucking... Like,
yes.
We're all rotten in hell because we said shit, dude.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I like
you. Well, I like all of you. You guys are awesome. And you guys are, like, cool. So, I don't say that about a lot of people. But I'm like,
where are you from, Missy? What was your name again?
My name's Celia, and I'm from Tennessee.
April?
Do what?
Oh, so you have fireflies.
No,
uh-huh.
But April left us. I mean, April had to do something, and she was going to call back in, but she never called back in.
Well, she was
so,
at work, so she might got busy doing stuff.
No,
like
yeah,
Tennessee.
So. You got fireflies, right?
Yes, I got fireflies.
Or glow bugs, or whatever you guys
call
them.
We call them lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Bugs.
Those are awesome. You guys have those all over. We don't have those
uh-huh.
here.
No, we don't.
Where are you, they totally just glow. You could catch them in a jar and they just glow.
Mm-hmm.
I know Carly from... Carly from Washington. Where are you guys, or where are you ladies from?
I'm Oregon.
Seattle, but you know that, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about Seattle.
But I grew up in Oregon, so... And Oregon is way better than Seattle.
I've always wanted to go to Tennessee. That's one of my places I've always thought
You can come visit me. I'm in Memphis, and I can take you to all the courses.
What part of Tennessee?
Memphis.
And Nashville's the capital, right?
Uh-huh. And Nashville's like 3 hours from me. So.
Nice. I've always wanted to go to Tennessee. Well, Oregon, that's only like a 5-hour flight or something.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Oregon,
yeah. Because I think I went to California. It was like a 4.5-hour flight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like a 4-hour flight. Oh, that's one place I've always wanted to go visit because it's so beautiful. It's kind of like a lot like Oregon, but more warm.
Yeah.
Mobile. You got warm today here, though. I don't know about Oregon.
Well, you guys are pretty humid in Tennessee, aren't you? Are you kind of sweaty after you get out of a shower? Yeah.
It's humid. Like, the only difference in the summertime between daytime and nighttime is there's no sun beaming down on you, literally. Like, maybe a few degrees cooler, but not by much.
How are the skeeters?
Ugh. They're bad. Skeeters and fleas. Can't talk. Fleas and mosquitoes are bad. Because it doesn't get really cold enough to kill them off.
Right.
Like other places. So it's like, they just hang out. But, yeah.
I definitely want to go, though. I love it. It's a beautiful country.
Yeah, I want to go, too.
Okay, come visit me, and we can hang out and... party our asses off.
For sure. I would love that. I always want to go to Tennessee. Colorado and Tennessee are the two states I definitely want to go to.
I know. I want to go to Colorado. For other reasons, too.
Oh, you go to Humpin' Jack in Colorado.
Yep.
Yeah, we know why you want to go to Colorado.
Of course.
You said other reasons. I'm like, you got somebody happy.
What do you think? How was that, though? But, yeah.
Wait, sister, Seth, how long are you going to be gone? How long are you going to be on your loop?
A week.
Okay.
Friday to Friday.
Oh, so, okay, so you'll be back in time on the Friday in time for the show, probably not.
Probably. It depends on when we leave.
How long is the drive?
6 hours.
You'll probably be exhausted, so take a week off. Enjoy your vacay.
Yeah.
I am. I'll probably be here. I'll probably be up anyway, so I'll probably be back on the 20th.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off. Have an absolute awesome vacay.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy Tennessee.
And I hope you come back to talk to us, visit us.
Yes, be safe, have fun, and go home.
We will talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Is it just us, or who else?
773, you on the air.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm listening, enjoying it.
Oh, well, you never told us your name.
Margie Dalton from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chicago. Well, yeah, we always talk, on Twitter, right? Yeah.
Right.
You always retweet my thing very good. Very good.
Yes.
Keep it up.
They are very good.
Yes. You can look me up. You can follow me on Twitter, Celia Alexander. And
Sarah
I think that's your nick. So yes, B-E-L-I-A, Alexander.
And mine's just Merge Dalton.
Yeah, and she goes right. by on Twitter. She goes Merge by.
Fan. I think Ace fan.
Ace fan for life 96.
Yes. Ace fan for life 96. Okay, got it.
And so where you guys? Nick is, I know my thing picture.
Well, what are you guys doing this weekend? Anything?
Not this weekend, though. No. Staying home, catching up on things. But
I love
about
the weekend
and the crib.
Yes, that was hot.
Yeah, I just rewatched it on my DVR. Well, that's funny.
So we will have a show next. We will have two shows on Friday next week. Then we will have a show the following Friday, and someone is here on the following Sunday. Oh, X guy from All My Children, Carrie something. Yes.
Beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah, so she will be here, and then I know we have someone.
Like...
No, that's the 27th. I think maybe on the 20th, we are getting Brian Gaskell, coming on. So we have a bunch of hot guys, hot women coming on the show.
Wow, good girls.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I believe in giving myself free press. There's nothing wrong with that, so, But we should go before the time runs out, but
true.
Please all people call back next Friday, and Partner in Crime, have a very safe, very vacation, and don't drown in the ocean.
Okay,
sounds
good.
I won't leave you.
All
right,
have
good
a great
night,
weekend,
guys.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Night. Bye.
Night.